What do guys talk about when guys get together? We'll find out when we visit the barbershop. Every week, a group of smart, interesting guys give us their take on whatever's in the news and whatever's on their minds. Sitting in the chairs this week are Jimmy Israel, opinion writer and blogger, Dr. Lester Spence, political science professor at Johns Hopkins, writer and web developer Gary Dauphin, and syndicated columnist Ruben Navarrete. And I hear that they want to talk about that study on how race factors into calls being made by NBA refs, the controversy.
So one more thing on the agenda. Lester, this University of Pennsylvania study about NBA referees and racial bias, you know, it didn't rankle me at all because, you know, one, the methodology looks kind of buggy from the curb, and two, I don't know if I cared that much. Lester, do you remember those cats that got that grant to study the effects of cow farts on the ozone? Do you remember that? Well, this kind of stinks to me just like that. What do you think about it, Doc?
Far be it for me to interject, but the study found that white referees were more likely to call fouls on black players, and that black referees were more likely to call fouls on white players, but by a lesser degree. That's what the study found. And they found that there was no one particular player being discriminated against. There was no one particular ref who was particularly egregious. It was all sort of in the aggregate. They collected the data over 13 years. Just thought I'd mention it. Proceed.
So actually, I think the methodology is sound. I haven't read the paper, but I'm familiar with the method, and it's sound. At the end, this is the type of thing that gets a really nice publication and gives somebody tenure, but the differences weren't large enough to affect actual games. But the thing that really upset me about this was actually to touch back to the NABJ item, is your man Jason Whitlock. As soon as he gets a hold of this story, you know who he blames it on. He blames it on black NBA players and hip-hop. Yes, I was like, come on. Somebody's got to give my man some mouthwash because his breath has got to be stinking from sticking his feet in his mouth so often.
You talking about Jason Whitlock from the Kansas City Star, the infamous sports writer from the Kansas City Star.
The infamous sports writer. Yes. He needs to stick to straight up sports. I mean, leave hip hop alone.
Ruben, what do you think?
What do I think about Jason Whitlock's feet, or do what I think about it now? I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I think the study is hard to get my arms around. I was going to joke that I'm not even sure. It was news to me that there are actually white players still left in the NBA. if you have so few white players to begin with, I've heard this story repeatedly for the last few weeks or so, and I just can't get up in arms over it. I mean, if you guys want to get up in arms about a sports official and some controversial calls, let's talk about what happened to my boy Oscar De La Hoya in Las Vegas in that fight.
I couldn't believe Oscar lost that fight. He lost that fight fair and square. He didn't connect on no punches. He didn't connect on no punches.
Wait a second, on Cinco de Mayo, that's cold. That's just cold.
I saw that myself, and I don't know. It was kind of close. I got to say, but I'm sorry, Ruben, man. I think your boy lost. I'm sorry. I think De La Hoya got whooped. But I'm telling you, I'm really mad that I had to pay $55 plus tax to see. I didn't see anybody get knocked out.
True. It was no knockout, but it was a good fight all the way through. Two good fighters going at it.
Before a fight breaks out here, we better wrap it up. Gary Dauphin, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Lester Spence, thank you. And Ruben Navarrete. And to all the moms out there, Mother's Day is coming up, so I want to say happy Mother's Day to my moms. And I'm sure everybody else wants to shout out their moms. And, of course, super mom extraordinaire, Michelle Martin.
That was very elegant, Jimmy. Thank you so much. Jimmy Israel joined us from WKUY in Lexington, Kentucky. He writes for the opinion page of the Lexington Herald Leader. Ruben Navarrete joined us from PacSac Studios in Sacramento, California. He writes for the San Diego Union Tribune and CNN.com. Dr. Lester Spence joined us from WYPR in Baltimore, Maryland. He's an assistant professor of political science at Johns Hopkins University. And Gary Dauphin joined us from NPR West Studios in Culver City, where he is a writer, web developer, and editor. You can find links to all of our barbershop guests at our website, npr.org/tellmemore. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thanks
for having us.
You bet.
Yep.